Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Inside I climb, I find my sacred side. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Come shine your lights, brighten up the world. Cuckoo-yalangee, cuckoo-yalangee, cuckoo-yalangee girl. Shadows when you go, your love blows out my soul and down, down into the earth. Come shine your lights, brighten up the world. Cuckoo-yalangee, cuckoo-yalangee girl. Come shine your lights, brighten up the world. Cuckoo-yalangee, cuckoo-yalangee, cuckoo-yalangee girl. Like a star.
Come shine, dripping, legs shaking, cries all around. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me.
Back, spitting original raps, and perhaps you're gonna take a home, chuck it on and lace to that particular track. And as a matter of fact, what's the essence of culture? If you could just tell me that. As I ran an indigenous story, shed blood, sweat, and tears through my peers for many years, trying to bring much glory to warriors and ancestors. Less spiritual footprints forming, I'm all up on me and out of systems, trying to ignore the colored MC. Same time, pulling me, sitting up top upon the sideline, trying to adore and suppress the murder in me. So, words of respect and courtesy, indebted to the beat. Forget it, don't worry about it, it's not accepted. Never was an option for thee. Same struggle and pain, the black brothers gotta get through on a regular day-to-day basis, mate. It's just the same old, same old.
Foot stomping, legs shaking, cries all around. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me.
In the water, a father once said to his daughter, true story beginning with slaughter. So without the order of water in this day and age, nowadays I think we will remain in a never-ending mind frame of pain. Sometimes going insane, but yet still trying to make a generous change for the next generation, eh? Make it go seem more reachable and pain remain. It's a beginning of a new world order to work when they're forced to grow up in a world filled with dishonor. Do disorder, a kind of another, super kind of another, finding one another. So which is what you're running to want it forever, and it is what I'm eventually gonna discover. You're running, there's plenty to see. If you're looking for this, say, stolen generation was a crazy situation. Now we're back up on the scene, rising to the top, positively elevating through the black smoke with its instruments and music. We're
legs shaking, cries all around. Yep. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me. Shaking, cries all around. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me. Stomping, legs shaking, cries all around. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me. Foot stomping, legs shaking, cries all around. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20, Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, as BB and Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So give us a call, have you say, 1-800-422-416. Now, the Australian Heritage Grant, to increase recognition of rainforest Aboriginal people's cultural landscape, a $395,000 Australian Heritage Grant, like I said, will increase education awareness and recognition of the Indigenous heritage values and cultural landscape of the wet tropics. Speaking of the wet tropics, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Chrissy Drance. And Chrissy, Chair of the Wet Tropics Management Authority on the line. Chrissy, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from. Thank you.
I'm Eastern Gugan Yalanji from Jalan Clan, which is the seaside clan,
yes.
From Daintree River to Cape Troop.
Yeah, beautiful footprint and where the rainforest meets the ocean. Look, fantastic. And you're the chair of the Wet Tropics Management Authority. Welcoming the $395,000 funding there, Australian Heritage Grant, which will increase education awareness and recognition of the Indigenous heritage values and cultural landscape of the Wet Tropics. Look, money's a tool. It's great to have this tool at the table, but still a lot more work to be done in this space, yes?
Yes, there is. When we launched the Wet Tropics Sustainable Tourism Plan last September, we got some feedback from both the Rainforest Aboriginal Peoples, management agencies, the tourism and education sectors, and they identified a critical need for an accessible knowledge and learning program that facilitates understanding and connection with the rich rainforest Aboriginal cultural landscape within the Wet Tropics World Heritage Area.
Well, when we're talking,
there's a lot of consultation to do now.
Of course, yes, exactly. And like I said, that the money will support this space. And when we're talking about Wet Tropics, well, we are talking about Mother Nature. We're talking about on First Nation country. And it's about looking after it and supporting our mob in job opportunities and working on country, which is a great ingredient, is it not?
Yes, it is.
In
November in 2012, the Indigenous heritage values were included as part of the National Heritage List, which is the highest level of recognition that you can get in Australia for cultural heritage.
Mm.
And, that was listed for its continuous Indigenous connection with the tropical rainforest environment, the technical innovations and expertise, and that has been needed for the processing and preparation of toxic plants as food.
Yes.
And use of fire. So the first step for us is to have an extensive consultation with the Aboriginal Rainforest Peoples groups and let them tell us how they want their stories to be told and to share their knowledge. And we will adhere to free, prior, informed consent and their Indigenous cultural intellectual property rights.
Well, when we're talking about the rainforest and the rainforest Aboriginal people, like I said, culture recognised when it's received National Heritage Listing, look, it's a beautiful platform for all the above, yes?
Yes, it is. And we are currently looking at, making sure that it fulfils rainforest Aboriginal people's aspiration within the tourism industry.
Yes.
And that will help fulfil visitors' interest in being able to access authentic Indigenous cultural experiences. So I think it's a really rich experience for visitors to have directly with rainforest Aboriginal peoples up and down the Wet Tropics.
Well, as your logo, or virtually your affirmation states with Wet Tropics, World Heritage is our promise to the future. And it's about nurturing that future, but having nothing beats black on black and having our mob working on their country and creating a future as such. And when you're talking tourist industry, Indigenous tourism, that's a big market, is it not?
It is a big market, and they want to know more and more about the personal story. And that's up to the Aboriginal people to tell them that. But if it is, as I said, if it is written, taken away from them and written down, we will respect their intellectual property rights on that story that they've told us.
Yeah, fantastic. How long have you held the reins as the chair of the Wet Tropics Management Authority there, Chrissy?
Since September, late September last year, but I was on the board for nearly a year.
Yeah, beautiful. And first time a First Nation woman has held a reins, yes?
Yes, it is, I think, anywhere in Australia.
There you go, leading from the front, sis. And you enjoying that journey?
I am. Meeting people, all the different stakeholders and community people, that's really great.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And you feel as though I'm talking to associates in this industry, black and white, as well as government, open to the conversation regarding the Wet Tropics Management Authority?
Yes, we'll be also, consulting with those people that have already given us some feedback, and that's, the management agencies, the tourism industry, the education sectors. we want to get it right. So we want to talk to everybody and include everyone.
Yeah, beautiful.
So that sort of process.
Yes, and look, beginning is half done. We've still got a long way to go, but we're setting the foundations of what we're talking about here and regarding World Heritage is the promise to the future. Thank you very much for the yarn there, Chrissy. Great to see you on Friday on the cruise over to Fitzroy Island on the Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel Boat with the opposition leader there doing his campaign, Anthony Albanese. It was a beautiful day, wasn't it?
It was a beautiful day, but, yeah, I hope they enjoyed it. Yes. I had to go work.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. No rest for the wicked. Thank you, Chrissy. All the best, sister. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, Trevor. Bye.
Bye, darling. Beautiful yarn there. That's sister there, Chrissy Grant. She's the chair of the Wet Tropics Management Authority, and we're talking about the funding to increase recognition of rainforest Aboriginal people's culture landscape in Wet Tropics of Queensland. So there it is, a great investment and looking after country, and that's mob looking after country, and how deadly is that equation? Have you seen Yana Strong? Have the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. And I'm waiting tonight, watching the night, and I'm thinking of just going. Take off your burdened illusions. Shake off your dreams that weigh down. You can follow your dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around. You can follow, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around.
When they ask me where I'm from, when they ask me where I'm going, when they ask me where I belong, when they ask what I'm dreaming of, I can promise you'll never forget who we are. The one to break through, I am. On the road that takes you, we are. Here, I am. Here, I can promise you'll never forget who we are. The one to break through, I am. On the road that takes you, we are. Here, I am. Here, all these hours amount to this, and my home can account to this. You proved you could take the hits. All the shots you don't shoot, you miss. So we laced up, faced up. Home or away, tore the place up. We made them afraid they wanna face us. Pats on the back, brother, great stuff. They only push through if you let them. They only gonna fail if you test them. They better get taught a very hard lesson if they wanna ask these questions. Just like when they ask me where I'm from, I say here. When they ask me where I'm going, I say here. When they ask me where I belong, I say here. When they ask what I'm dreaming of, I say here. I promise you'll never forget who we are. The one to break through, I am. All the road that takes you, we are. Here, I am. Here, I can see how I make it look.
the key, see? We are in a place where dreams meet. Scars like a golden seal. Put our name on the plot so we know it's real. Said you couldn't do it, where they at now? You've come too far, don't wanna back down. Trained so hard, nearly blacked out. Proof is all there, check the stats now. So many nations, so many states. So many words going to the same place. Own my mistakes, see it in my face. If they wanna ask a question, you know what to say. Like, when they ask me where I'm from, I say here. When they ask me where I'm going, I say here. When they ask me where I belong, say here. When they ask what I'm dreaming of, I say here.
I can promise you'll never forget.
Ooh, we are
the ones who'll break through.
I am
on the road that takes you.
We are here. I am here. I can promise you'll never forget.
Ooh,
we are the ones who break through.
I am
on the road that takes you.
We
are here. I am here. Check every hit.
We are
every step.
I am.
Check.
We are.
Yeah, that's here, right here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. And otherwise, you can text the brother 0457140550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. You can communicate that way, your mob. This is your yarning circle. Murray just steering the ship, and it is the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. Your Dingy Country, big shout out to your mob. And let's look at the scores regarding NRL. NRL Magic, fantastic. Congratulations, Brisbane, Queensland and NRL, and regarding producing such a fantastic event. I think about the fourth time running now. Let's look at the scores. The Knights got up against the Bulldogs, opening up the NRL Magic, 16-6. Broncos defeated Seagulls, 38-0, and Reynolds was on fire. They claimed him the next Alfie Langer after chip over the top there, winning the game there. The Rabbitohs defeated Warriors in the close one, 32-30. The Titans got up over the Dragons, 20-16. Storms were annihilated by the Panthers, who are now top of the table, 32-6. Sharks got defeated by Raiders, 30-10. Eels have got beaten by the Roosters, 31-24. And the Cowboys, five in a row, they defeated the West Tigers, that is, 36-12. So there it is. Upcoming games this week, Thursday night, you've got the Knights up against the Broncos in Newcastle. West Tigers up against Bulldogs on Friday Night Football, with the Eels up against the Manly Sea Eagles. And then on the Saturday Football, Dragons up against the Warriors. Cowboys up against the Storms there in North Queensland, Townsville. And Roosters up against the Panthers. And both winners from NRL Magic. So, see, that should be a good game. And then on the Sunday, we have the Rabbitohs up against Raiders and Titans up against the Sharks. Hope your team won, you mob. Have your saying yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 0457140550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. To Deadly Mob, have a yarn.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. By the river, so I can take you by the hand, yeah. And we can walk and we can talk for hours and hours about nothing in particular at all. Wait, wait, wait. We can lay beside the ocean.
are now right, and the hammock on our left, and the waves at our feet. And the stars will be the only lights that we see. For the red and the blue and the yellow that the burning fire plays. Listen, listen.
Beautiful track there. Five Rocks, Busby Maru, and Two Deadly. Have you saying Jan Upstrong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. With the ball around here, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie, steering your ship here, National Talk Black, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns in Dindi Country. That's on near Dindi Country, sorry, and National Talk Black. And we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, 1-800-422-416. We've got Tony Gibbs online. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Trev. Where are you, brother?
How you going, brother?
Yeah, I'm going good.
Good. What's happening?
I saw something on the television that disturbed me that I know a lot about, and a medical thing,
mm-hmm.
that really concerned me. With bladder infections, what are called urinary tract infections,
mm-hmm.
or leading to that. So it's a little bit difficult for me. It's a subject I know a lot about.
Sure. Well, I'm here as a student. Educate me, brother.
Yeah, well, it was on the TV that people won't have to go to the doctors to get antibiotics. They can just go to the chemist. And that really concerned me because I lost my wife through this bladder infections that she had for 20 years, and they just gave her antibiotics.
Mm.
The report said that if people just are able to go to a chemist and get antibiotics that they had her on for 20 years without doing it, can be misdiagnosed and they can be cancers, which was the case in my. And so I'm really concerned that people that have recurrent UTIs.
Well, they're given the authority of, the knowledge of the symptoms and whatever sickness a person may have, that antibiotics is the answer. That's your best medicine. So just go there and pick it up yourself. To me, there's no each individual case is different, is it not?
That's right. And there's no doctor involved.
Yes.
And people might have it, and then they get it again. It's called a recurrent UTI. And I've just watched the terrible end of what can happen if the diagnosis isn't correct.
Yeah, so I know.
It's a really hard call, this one, Trev. I saw so much that happened after people have radiation. I've been up on the floor in wards, sitting on there with tubes coming out of the wife with. Making sure the blood clots weren't infused, and no one wants to know and see what cancer does to people. And if people are just, if they're going to fob people off and just they go to a chemist, that's not right. That's just not right.
The virtue cutting at the middle man, but at what cost?
Well, at the cost of people's lives.
No, exactly.
Because because that can be a thing that happens over and over, and if they just say, oh, we'll get it. You know, my missus Donna could have had corrective surgery, but they kept her on antibiotics for 20 years.
Yeah.
I drove her to Townsville 20 times every 3 months for 5 years, and they just directed steroids in her instead of giving people surgery.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think they're playing with people's lives. And look, this is it a new policy? It's yet to be passed, or has a decision been made? Do you know?
Well, there was a thing on the TV, and it's what's in the pipeline. But as they were saying, there's so many misdiagnoses. People say it might be a bladder infection or UTI, what they call them.
Yeah.
And it could be cancer too. And if they just give them antibiotics, it's like the rheumatic fever thing up and. I'm really proud of them people that spoke up. You know, there's been a lot of death up there in Dumitri Way and stuff.
We'll see if we can get a medical expert online and talk about that space. Tony, thank you very much for the call. I've got to run. That's Tony Gibbs, and sorry how you feel about that, brother, but we'll see if we can discuss that and talk to someone from the medical world and have their say and enlighten us all. Have your say, Yanup Song here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Me ama la
Pick it up, lift it up, lift the game a bit, pick it up, lift it up, pick it up. Me ama la, ma ya la, ma ya la.
Numala Yothi Indi, Healing Stone here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, you can text a brother if you're shy. Don't act, you mob, not shy, but you can text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page, Rob, BBM987FM. All right, to Deadly Mob. Now, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Deadly Sister Serena Thompson, a Youth Verdict member and part of First Nations team based in Gimoy. Gimoy, that's Gimoy, Wallaburra, Yidinji, Cairns. And we're talking about land court travelling to Gimoy to hear First Nation cultural evidence given on country in historic case against Clive Palmer's Waratah Coal. So come to join me in the studio. We've got Sister Serena Thompson. Very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, thanks, Hunk. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, so my name's Serena Thompson. I'm a Mamu Wadabara woman from Far North Queensland up here on the Tableland region. Mm-hmm. My family come from the Milla Milla Mungali area.
Yes.
But I grew up in Tully.
In Tully.
Yep.
Big shout out Tully. Gumboot, the big wettest town in Australia.
Yeah, that's him. That's the one.
that's the one. Look, too, Deli, very important space here we're talking about. To hear First Nations cultural evidence given on country in a historic case against Clive Palmer's Waratah Coal. So have we had the meeting yet, the discussion as such, the hearing?
Yeah, so the case started about 4 weeks ago, so okay. I flew down to Brisbane for that first day with the opening statements and everything, mm-hmm. and there was some cross-examination. Clive Palmer was not there, unfortunately, mm-hmm. but...
Must be on a campaign trail.
Yeah, must be working hard somewhere, hey. So this is the fourth week into the trial out of 6 weeks.
Yes.
And this is the first week that we are hearing on country evidence from our First Nations witnesses to just talk about the effects of climate change that we are seeing now in communities. And just, you know, reinforcing the idea that climate change isn't something that's going to happen in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. It's very much happening now.
Happening now.
Yep.
And it is real. When you look at the so-called floods down at New South Wales, southern Queensland, all the rain that's happening up here this time of year, the Mother Earth is screaming out, you know what I mean? And we need to look at it. And then First Nation also need to be at the table in regard to this discussion. Mm. Yep. I mean, 60,000 years, we sort of know what we're talking about, don't we?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's definitely the stance that I have as an Aboriginal woman, and what Youth Verdict is trying to get out there, promote those dialogues a little bit more, because that seems to be the discussions that are always happening in community. Mm. Like, we know what's going on. We know when country isn't okay, when you know, when everything's not as it should be. You can feel it.
Sure.
You can see it.
Yes.
Definitely up here in the tropics and all that. No good, all these big fellow
members you got a part of the Youth Verdict in regard to the part of the First Nations team based here in Cairns, in Gimoy?
So I'm the only one based in Cairns, but then we have, still two or three of the First Nations reps in Brisbane,
yes.
In Meanjin.
Yes.
I've joined the team as of March, but, you know, Monique and Marwa, they have been part of Youth Verdict, a part of this court case for, 2 years now and everything. So I've kind of just only jumped on at the end, but,
sure.
Still very passionate about it and... Yeah,
I can hear in your voice, my sister, and passion's a fantastic tool to have in regard to such discussions. Now, the on-country hearing of Queensland Land Court to take First Nations evidence from traditional owner witness, Brother Mandy Jiriju Fulmar, will not proceed on Monday due to his illness, but that doesn't mean that, this will go ahead regarding the hearing, and we need to have all the cards on the table in regard to this discussion, don't we?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think the more voices that we can hear, the better. Mm. Obviously, unfortunately, Jiriju's pretty crook right now. He's pretty sick.
Big shout out, Jiriju. Get well, brother. Yep.
Yeah, him and his gummer and his little kitties there. So hopefully they're doing well. But so the legal team is travelling up to Erebus and Pompera this week to hear on-country evidence from them followers up there.
Because there's hearings at Zenith Cares, that's the Torres Straits, in regard to this space as well. So it's great that First Nation people are at the table.
And I think that's... the thing is, like, we've never had a shortage of voices and people wanting to speak for community, speak for country, and let these fellas know what's going on for our people, for our places.
Yes.
So I think it's very important that not only that we're hearing these First Nations testimonies and really lived experiences and knowledge of country, we're hearing them in the context where they apply. It's not just some removed, obscure sort of ideology. We actually have the court travelling so they can see firsthand themselves what the impacts look like and how they're felt within community and to what extent.
Well, when you're talking about First Nation people on their country and through their eyes, they can see what's going on regarding what's happened with Mother Earth, you know, and the global climate. So you need to hear and see the evidence as such from a First Nations perspective. You know what I mean? Because when you're making a decision, you got to look at all the whole operation, the whole conversation that's going on before making those decisions. And that's why it's very important to have First Nation people at the table.
Yeah, 100%. I think from conversations we've had this week as well, and like pretty ongoing, is that, you know, the connection that we have to land, to country, to water and stuff like that, it is a holistic connection. It's not just about one aspect. It's not just about personal or environmental or financial or economic, like, or social or emotional well-being. Like, we're considering all aspects of that when we're caring for country, because it's caring for country, it's caring for community. And that doesn't just include current generations. That's very much forward-thinking future generations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is not just a group of black people screaming out for land rights, is it? Yeah, it's well, you could say, a iron and fire for that, but it is deep evidence, okay, in regard to making a policy or a decision, you know. It's got to have all the evidence, and they haven't had the evidence from black people as a First Nation people. So this is a must. And that's across this country, if not across the world. First Nation people, black people across this globe need to be at the table front and centre, you know. And, look, I think it's fantastic, and sad that Juju is not feeling well at the moment and he's sick and can't go ahead with hearing, but the hearing will happen. And watch this space is what we're saying.
Yep, pretty much. Yep, we're going to be out and about as much as we can, getting our voices out there. On behalf of the witnesses and stuff like that, just letting them know, just letting everyone know that this case is happening, that it is significant in its own right, and just as well, like, for the experiences of hearing evidence, like, on country firsthand, where's possible. I think it's so important as well for community to get out and be seeing that
exactly,
and be a part of that. Because that's
well, when you look at a hearing as such and talking about country, then you would look at First Nation people, Gimoi in this case, Gimoi, Wallaroo, Yidinji people, are the lawyers in regard to, they represent themselves in regard to this discussion, representing Mother Earth of their country.
Yeah.
And so, yes, they do have, how you say, they're qualified in more ways than one.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like, that's knowledge, that's stories, that's everything that's been handed down for good ways, not like 6 years in a law degree.
Yep.
That's thousands of generations of knowledge right
and
there.
Mob don't need to wear a blonde wig to prove that.
No, definitely not, which I think is, what's so, obviously, like we've said, very significant about this case is that our knowledges and our experiences are being validated in that way, which we already knew that. Our communities already knew that and everything.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, there's still too many followers out there who just don't know, don't want to know.
Exactly.
Don't want to listen. So,
well, what we say, Johnny come lately. Hello. Yeah. 60,000 years. Listen up, you mop.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Serena, I love your passion. Thank you very much for joining us. And please do keep us posted in regard to the hearing. Land Court travelling to Gimoi here in Cairns to hear First Nation cultural evidence given on country in a historic case against Clive Palmer's Waratah Coal. And the mining company need to look very seriously and communicate very seriously to all First Nations people across this country when mm-hmm. they're mining on country.
Yeah,
you know?
Be held accountable to us.
Held yep. accountable. Mm-hmm. Good words. Serena, thank you for your yarn, and a big shout out there to your bodyguard, Monique, who's travelling with you. And hope you're well, and we'll talk soon, eh, sister?
Yeah, no worries. Sounds
lovely.
Good. Thanks, Unc.
To Deadly Beautiful Yarn there, Serena Thompson, Youth Verdict member and part of the First Nation team based here on Gimoy. Gimoy Roro Yudinji, acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from. Also a big shout out to Guj Gujul, chairperson here, which is Juju's father. So fantastic. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? We've got about 7 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And with that, let's go to the Deadly track here, Wujul Wujul, where the rainforest meets the sea. To Deadly.
Yo, keep your head up high. It's all in the heart. One blood, one fire.
We're raised in a valley where our hearts run so free. Cause the land will always be me here for you and me. Cause it's time to stand with pride. So no matter what others say, so keep your head.
Where my heart will always be. Streets and beats and families will always bring back happiness and memories. We'll always have our ups and downs, but for now it ain't really nothing to worry about.
So just chill with me and just bounce to the sound. You gotta make it count, cause this is how the valley gang break it down.
Now it's time for our people to stand as one. Nyungul and Yalindi and many more to come. I wanna dedicate this to our community. Wujul Wujul, where the rainforest meets the sea.
We're raised in a valley so free, cause the land will always be here for you and me. Cause it's time to stand with pride, so no matter what others say. So keep your head up high, cause there will always be another day.
Yeah, beautiful track there, where the rainforest meets the sea. That's Wujul Wujul here on your daily program. Big shout out, Wujul Wujul. Hope you're well, you daily mob up there. And thank you for tuning in your daily program, National Talk Black. Call us here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 0457140550. And our Facebook page will be BBM987FM. All right, let's look at the AFL news, the scores over the weekend. The Bulldogs defeated Collingwood 99 points to 51. The Richmond Tigers, they defeated Hawthorn 117 points to 94. Port Adelaide on a roll, they defeated North Melbourne 115 points to 46. St Kilda defeated Geelong Cats 90 points to 80. Sydney Swans got up over the Bombers 105 points to 47. Brisbane Lions defeated Adelaide Crows 102 points to 66. And the Suns are on a roll as well. Gold Coast Suns, they defeated Fremantle 69 points to 33. Carlton defeated GWS 105 points to 75. And Melbourne Demon, previous last year, defeated West Coast Eagles 112 points to 38. So that's where it's all at, you mob. And look, it's come to the time where Trendy Trev Murray from Curry got a sign-up for today's show. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk is a one-hour program coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. And thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service, takes us across the country. And a bit of shout out to NIRS. Thank you very much, you mob down there. And house at the Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association, with Jai and all the mob down that way. So big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations as well across this deadly country, a beautiful black network. And we've got the elections coming up here this weekend, you mob. Federal election, vote the right people in. And respect and look after your mob. That's what it's all about, and your vote does matter. But thank you for your time, your mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in pandemic. It is still going rampant in regard to the pandemic. So talk to your First Nation Health Organisation. Keep your family safe, your mob.